Welcome to the Perfect Pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast. I am Mikey.
Hello, everyone. I'm Vinny.
And I simply go by Matt. I'm pouring this beer.
The bearded brewer.
He is bearded brewer. Intensely focused on the beer.
We're pouring what you heard opened at the opening.
He puff puffed, but he did not give.
Oscar Blues Brewing's Good Night.
Good Night.
Imperial Red.
I say good night, sir.
IPA.
Ooh, there's the pour. Let's see how he finishes. And it's good.
Uh-oh. I feel like I took too much.
Nope. Do what you must, sir.
Smells so good.
So, anyone care to...
Welcome, everyone.
Oh, welcome. Yes, welcome back.
Care to comment right off the bat? A comment on this Oscar Blues Red IPA?
It is a Red IPA.
Imperial Red IPA.
Oh, Imperial. I had Imperial.
Yeah, Imperial. Yeah, I could taste the Imperialness.
Yeah, it's 8.7.
That makes it the Imperial. Once you get into the 8 mark,
it's an Imperial Knight.
That's what makes it an Imperial Vader. Knight. That sound plays.
Lord Vader would approve.
Imperial Starship, Starfighter. I don't know. Mike's going to hit me because I'm butchering Star Wars trivia.
Oh my gosh. Neither one of those were correct.
He swiftly unplugs your microphone again.
Oh, keep going, guys. We're talking. I want to be the guy with the Star Wars figure that sold for $40,000.
What? I didn't hear about that one.
Oh, yeah.
Which one was it? Can you even name it?
It was an unopened Vader with a special red lightsaber.
Oh, that one. Yes. Oh, I got a couple of those.
Yeah. Let my kid play with them. Let the dog chew on it a little bit.
We won't have a guest for this episode, so this is going to be the three of us talking, which is fine. Probably, maybe. I don't know.
I think we need
once in a while. Background music.
You get some sunburns in the background.
They're back. Now go away now. So we're drinking the Oscar Blues Goodnight right now. Enjoying it. Seems to be across the board here. Before we started, Speakeasies, their black chocolate hand. Called Black Hand. Their chocolate milk stout.
Mm-hmm.
Was pretty tasty.
Went down really quick.
Smooth.
I didn't like it when it was first poured, but then it warmed up just a little bit, and it was smooth drinking, which is typical of a dark beer.
Yeah. Milk stouts. You guys like milk stouts at all in general, or?
Meh.
No? It's not a style?
I would take a milk stout over something with vanilla bean in it. Personal preference.
Ooh. That's where we're divided.
Oh.
I'll take vanilla bean.
You'll take a vanilla bean over a milk stout.
I mean, cocoa nibs are cool. Vanilla bean's cool, but give me coffee. Give me chocolate milk.
You like that? The best.
It's the best.
The best.
Mm-hmm. See, I think it's more personal. I have an inherent discomfort with milk. So, I've never been able to drink it regularly. I've never been... One of those kids you see on TV chugging the big old glass of milk saying, yeah. Oh my God, this
is
delicious.
I'm that kid.
Yeah.
But what, now, is it really milk though? I've heard it's not really milk.
I've heard the word lactose being thrown around. Yeah. So I guess.
There has to be something for them to say milk, but.
I think it's products of milk, but right. Not.
It's not just like they pour some milk in there.
No, but whatever the lactose is, it gives it that milky, thick quality to it. Okay. You can taste it. I could taste it anyway.
I think that's what, I don't know. The way I think about it is lactose intolerance, so there is something that is.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
Right.
There you go.
Yeah.
But what is actually lactose is, like, we've never seen it, I think, is the problem. Mm. Like, we've seen hops. We know what hops are. But we've never seen a bag of lactose, I guess.
You don't learn something every day here in the Perfect Board. All right. There's something I wanted to do.
No.
Something we do in Dorktown from time to time.
No.
The Ore Game.
The Crop.
Ore Game.
Bells is going to be angry.
Yeah. Yes. But we have not done an Ore Game here on Perfect Pour to my knowledge. I don't think we have.
I don't think so.
So I've got a basic brewing company Ore Game for you guys. You're going to get two choices. Which one would you prefer? Which brewer would you prefer? Of course, we're leaving Tioga out the whole equation. Because that would just be wrong to ask that. Okay, your first ore question. Stone or Firestone?
Ooh. Firestone.
Oh, Nick. Boom. Firestone. Done. Instantly. Oh,
No.
Not even. Required. Not even. You're not even hesitant.
Mm-mm. Mm. You're, no reason to be.
That's, you're just like, Firestone. That sounds like Firestone's at the top of your list.
Yep. I'm a huge fan of their barrel aged agers.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if Stone does them and we don't get them, but.
Well, they have.
I'll leave Arrogant Bastard on the shelf.
They have Stone. Okay. You're right. Because. Yeah, Matt?
That's a good question.
Stone or Firestone?
Because I like both breweries for some of their more extravagant beers. Some of their day-to-day production beers, I don't necessarily care for either four. Hmm. Like Arrogant Bastard, DBA, care for the two.
Yeah.
But the Enjoy by IPAs or Velvet Merkin, that I do care for. I'm still going to go with Stone.
Oh. Wow.
Look at Mike petting us against each other. First with the
brother versus brother.
No, the
brewery. Yes, if I could only just keep finding things for you guys to fight about.
Keep magically finding.
Great podcast.
Oh, there's a great thing we don't agree. Great amount of things we don't agree on.
Mm-hmm. Well, for me, I don't know. That is, for me, it's extremely tough. I would. I'd say Firestone. Just because it's more local. It edges out because of the localness.
All right.
They but treat us well.
If I was in San Diego, I'd be like, oh, Stone. But
but you could probably find just as much.
Yeah.
Because from what I've heard, you know, Union Jack, right? That's Firestone's.
Firestone's everyday IPA.
Yeah, I think that goes all the way back to the East Coast. I think it's just
everywhere. Oh, yeah. It is. I think that's Firestone's pretty much all over the country.
Yeah.
I would think Stone's Agers. Getting there too, but.
Yeah, I'm surprised they're not catching on the trend of the double breweries, you know?
Anchors
on both coasts.
Mm-hmm. Seems like I want to say,
Well, they do have four down in San Diego.
Yeah.
Maybe that's enough.
They have three brew pubs, and then they're in the San Diego airport.
Oh, okay.
So that's
nice. They're holding down.
They have their own chain. Oh,
Southern California.
No, five. I think they have a retail store that pours beer as well.
Yeah. They have two of those actually.
Okay, so
one in Pasadena and one.
They're doing okay.
they're doing just fine. They're dominating San Diego, and a place that's hard to dominate for craft beer because you got so much competition.
Hey, look at me.
Next one, Lagunitas or Rogue.
Ooh.
Nick.
I'm going to go with Lagunitas.
Oh.
I don't know. Maybe it's a little unfair. I'm just more familiar with their work.
Mm-hmm.
Rogue is, when Rogue does something great, it's exactly that. But they're okay. They seem to be having a lot of okay beers to me.
Yeah.
Whereas Lagunitas, I've had less okay beers from.
Matt.
Plus dogs, right?
Yeah, dogs they like the dogs. They got dog on the bottle.
Yeah, I'm leaning more towards Lagunitas, just because the things that we've run into between, you know, their history of doing Frank Zappa stuff, some of their good brews, just even like the Dogtown Pale, and the Lucky 13 Undercover Shutdown. Yeah. Sucks. Yeah. I think Sucks is an amazing advertisement. Because it's so...
They know how to turn things to their advantage.
Something... I love breweries that have clever marketing like that. Mm-hmm. It just... There's a huge succubus on the side of their van that just says Lagunitas Sucks. I mean, who would put the... You know, 20 years ago...
Only Primus.
Yeah. But...
And I heard Primus is like... They're kind of... They're kind of locked in with Primus too. Like, don't they? I've heard them, seen them do events with Primus before. So,
but I will say, Rogue does get good brownie points for the mainstream production of growlers. They're probably one of the only companies that I've seen that you could just go to like a Costco or something and buy a growler off the shelf and have it still be fresh.
Hmm.
Whether it's Yellow Snow or like the growler you have up there or something like that.
The growl. Oh, there.
Yeah, jeez, I got it. Now I got that at the airport.
And they just
speaking
took my
of airport bars, Rogue in Portland, Rogue has a bar in the airport.
And they just took my dog out of the equation because they a growler.
They've got a black lab on their growler.
Man. So much for that.
Yeah, that's after check-in, after security check-in,
you get a growler,
Portland Airport. There's a Rogue Brewing. And you can get to it from whatever gate you're flying out of. You can still get to it.
Oh, so they...
And go there and get a growler and take it on the airplane. Drake's.
Wait, did you say, huh? Yeah. What is this moving along business?
Lagunitas, too.
Oh, okay.
But different. Like you're saying, Nick, it's like... When Rogue hits on something, they'll hit it. But a lot of the time, though, it's just real Miller Rogue, seems like. They do have, their bottling is really, their labeling is really great. Yeah. They caught on with their theme of their.
The thrusted fists into the air.
Yeah, they've got a good theme of their bottles and with, you know, it's usually a person representing the beer.
Even
an old lady
for the Mother's Day brew.
So I dig their marketing. I dig their bar in Portland. I went to the one in Portland and it's really cool. So, but, I guess if I was pressed, I would say Lagunitas because I've never had anything I don't like from Lagunitas. Yeah. But I'm surprised though, because Lagunitas doesn't do for about you guys, because Lagunitas doesn't do stuff. They're just pretty much do a lot of pale related things.
They do.
They don't do much in the dark arts.
I could probably name them both. They have an Imperial Stout and a Cappuccino Stout. Mm-hmm. And then, I think is all I've seen from them is dark-wise.
Yeah, they're not big. They're just like, we do pale.
We stuff. Like hops.
Things are involving hops.
Is that green? Let's put it in our beer. Yeah.
Okay.
But they don't do a bad job.
Next.
Drake's or Knee Deep?
Ooh.
Finally got one that stumped
now you
me.
Got a stumped ya.
Because those I haven't had a lot of either of those.
Deep listener right now is what was yours, listener?
I'm going Knee Deep.
Ah,
Drake's is a phenomenal brewery. Doesn't get much down here. I'm basing it off of that.
Mm-hmm.
Knee Deep has been sending some good stuff up here. I understand that they're a lot more of a hopped beer company. They don't have too many darks or too many that stray away from that style. But, you know, as far as a hoptologist, that's kind of a good play on something.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And then there's Tanilla. That's something else that makes it up here.
Yeah.
That's their porter, yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the Citra
Pale Citra,
Ale.
The Batch.
And the Simtra.
Or Simtra, yeah.
Hop Shortage.
And Hop Shortage is one of my favorites.
The Batch 138 is solid.
Which that replaced their IPA because it looked too much like Lagunitas' IPA, right?
Oh, okay. Is that what happened?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know Lagunitas. I remember Lagunitas was a little bit of a shape about Knee Deep.
Was that a McCarthy's Bane, the Imperial Red?
Mm-hmm.
That's a beautiful beer. Not that I bring the bottles.
Well, I got a feeling I know what you're going to go with right now.
You do?
No, I don't know now.
Oh, now you don't know? But you will. I'm going to go with Drake's.
Oh,
I'm going Drake's.
Changing it up.
Yeah. Mm. Their stouts are amazing.
Amazeballs.
What is it? The Black Robusto. Big ass coffee beer. Just beautifully done. And then the Draconic stout.
Draconic.
Just another solid beer.
I would. This is tough because I think everything I've had from Drake's I really liked.
Yeah.
But I've only had a few things from Drake's.
Bingo.
I've had a lot of things. Basically what Matt was saying. I've had a lot of things from Knee Deep, and I've liked everything from Knee Deep. But I think if I went beer to beer, I would think Drake's probably going to win. But from what I've had, I have to say, Knee Deep
is the winner.
Winner.
Yeah.
All right. Great. This one might be kind of tough because I don't think any of us have had a lot from these brewers. But I'm just still throwing it out there. Great Divide or Evil Twin?
Ooh.
Yes. Very few of those beers.
Yeah.
I think I've literally only ever had one Great Divide.
Oh.
Which was the...
the Oak Age Yeti?
Was it the Oak?
Or the Fresh Hop?
It was the Oak Age, yeah. I was thinking it was Espresso, but it was... The one you brought back from your San Diego trip.
Yeah, San Diego.
Mm-hmm. I've had a couple Great Divides.
So based on name alone, I'm going to go Great Divide. Just because it sounds pretty epic. Like I would literally buy it just for the name of that beer.
Yeah. I'm kind of at a tie.
Mm. Oh, is that allowed, judges?
We'll allow it.
All right.
Once.
Yeah, because they have
one tie.
They have. I mean, Great Divide has some amazing beers. I've had probably about a good handful of theirs, but at the same time, Evil Twin has some equally good beers, and they have the Bikini beer, which I very much love. 2.5% IPA. How could you go wrong?
Wow, so one.
I know you're talking about the last
straw broke the camel's back.
Last week. I need to try this. Yeah. Where did you get it?
Spokeasy, of course.
Ah.
They might still have one rolling around in their fridge, you know.
Hmm. To try. To see.
Sorry. Podcast foul.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. I think Great Divide just for the name and the labeling. I like them.
Yeah, they're cool.
I haven't had it. Like, I've only had two Great Divides, and I probably had maybe two or three Evil Twins. So that one is kind of tough, but
cool paper.
I don't know. I really love their
like old money.
I love their labeling. Yeah.
Let's get to the point already.
Okay, here's another probably tough one, but. Again, I'm throwing out this one for our Eastern listeners, Easty Coasty listeners. Founders or Dogfish Head?
I laugh in your face.
I laugh at your question.
No question.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Founders.
Oh!
Boom.
Bam.
That just happened.
That does happen.
But I have been lucky enough to have a few Founders.
Yeah. Not that much Dogfish or.
Well, yeah, but disappointedly. They were never bad beers, just not what I was looking for at that time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the 60 minute IPA just, it was just not there for me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think the one favorite of mine from Dogfish was the. Oh, man. Bitches Brew. Miles Davis Bitches Brew.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that a collab?
No, that's Flying Dog, isn't it?
No, that's Dogfish Head.
Okay.
No, Flying Dog does have a...
Okay, I'm going to Google it just to make sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Raging... Oh, no, Raging Flying Bitch. Dog is Raging Bitch.
Yeah. No, this was a... It had a label with Miles Davis playing...
Yeah, but it seems like that was a collab one, but maybe...
Oh, no, I'm sorry. It has the album cover on it.
Hmm. Definitely might be wrong with that.
Let's check this out.
Yeah.
I will look.
All the couple things I've had from Founders have been really good. And the stuff I have from Dogfish Head has been, like you said, disappointing. Just because, to me, you always hear it, because the East Coast always talks about Dogfish Head, and I just heard a lot of Dogfish Head hype before I had ever had it. Then I had all the three different IPAs they have around here, and all of them are, like, really disappointing. Just like, this is kind of meh. Like, there's nothing great about this, but... So,
well then,
I would like to have some of their other styles, because I'm imagining their other styles would be better.
Okay,
don't know.
I'll make that happen, because I am actually choosing Dogfish.
Oh,
so
what have you had? Do you like from Dogfish?
We have their Midas Touch,
okay,
which is a nice little blend beer. It pours out almost.
What is it? What style is it?
It's kind of like an ale with has like a bit of a flower in it, so it's kind of like a interesting. It almost pours out like a violet hue, and it's pretty awesome. And then we get their 61 minute, which is an IPA blend, and we get their Indian Brown ale, which is good.
I like that one.
And then there's Namaste is one of their newer ones. It's a wit.
Namaste.
And then they have a couple of big bottles I haven't tried yet. But, so.
All right.
I'm going with
Look at that. Ooh. See, the brothers, man. Divided. Battling.
Never know.
One more. Ballast Point or Speakeasy.
Ooh, Ballast Point, no question.
Boom, wow.
I'm in agreeance.
Oh, ha ha. Well, I've only had the pale stuff from Ballast Point, and I've liked it, although the Ballast Point's their fish one, the big eye.
The big eye IPA?
Is there Big Fin?
What is that? I don't think I have
made it. Well, Sculpin is their main IPA. Yeah, then Sculpin. There's Big Eye. Then there's...
Yeah, the Big Eye I'm not fond of, but Sculpin makes up for it.
Yep.
Yes.
For sure.
So...
Agreed.
I'm sure Speakeasy is just the same. If you were to go to the brewery, there's probably a bunch of cool stuff that we don't get.
Yeah.
They have phenomenal labels, which they're probably one of the best screen-printed bottles ever.
Mm-hmm.
But all the different Ballast Points I've tried... are done very well, and their breweries, the brew pubs, have so many good beers that are just not released.
Wow. Check out Ballast Point in San Diego.
Can't say I agree with their newest labeling design.
It's like they went retro, I guess.
Yeah.
Like they went back.
Which both New Belgium and Ballast Point have done such, so I don't know if that's the rolling trend or not.
Hmm.
And Firestone's changed theirs recently. They got more of a shield.
Yeah, like a
coat of arms, I guess.
I was looking for the pale 31ers, and I was like having problems finding it. I was like, I know it's here. Why can't I see it?
Walk by it 12 times.
Yeah.
And they ask the guy, and then he further confuses you, and you're like, oh, why did I even ask?
Why did I ask?
Why? I know more than you.
Yeah, we'll say Firestone has some pretty boring labels.
Yeah.
On that shelf.
They're not bad.
That Velvet Merlin's okay, but...
They're not bad labels, but they're not exciting.
Their tap handles match the centers of it, so it kind of looks like they just got their tap handle logo and wrapped it. But that's a different story for a different time.
So. All right, that was a brewery or game. Brought to you by Dorktown Podcast.
Yeah. DorktownPodcast.com. I don't care what the fans say. I hope that comes back.
What? The or game? What?
I said, I don't care what our fans say, but I hope that or game comes back in the future.
All right. Woo. Hear that, fans?
He's for it.
Our listeners. We don't have fans. We have listeners.
Should we have it back, or should we have it not? I'm for it.
For it. Or again it. I get it now. Now I know what you say. It's a Dorktown reference.
Dorktown.
All right, we have new beer choices here.
My glass was empty.
During our drinking. I hope you're having a beer while listening as well. I know it sucks when you listen to a beer podcast and you can't drink. Yeah. Like me when I'm at work.
Ooh. Oh. Sounds like Evening of the Cans.
Oh, nice.
So, just to go back to the ore game.
Oh.
I don't find anything, whether or not it's a collab brew, but the
okay.
Dogfish Head I was talking about is the Miles Davis Bitches Brew, where they they took the album cover and wrapped the bottle with it. And it is a... I should have read into this. Geisho Root, which we have no idea what it tastes like. So if anybody knows what that tastes like, it's apparently in this beer.
Duh.
But it's a stout with honey and the root, as previously mentioned. But we're aging a bottle. I'm going to see how it turns out in a year or so. Thank you.
All right. So now what we are having, obviously it was a can, as you heard. For the first time on the Perfect Pour, a first ever style on this podcast.
Looks like everybody's glasses full.
Hard cider.
Mm-hmm.
A hard cider ale. 6%.
Whoa.
So Smith and Forge is the name. It's hard cider. Made strong. In the fine tradition of making things strong.
Strong like bull.
That's a good line.
Built from
this armpits? Was no, courtesy of Peeves Restaurant on the Fulton Mall.
Yes, Oscar down there had some recommendations for us.
Showing his colors on that one.
I could only say that for another year or two. On the Fulton Mall, Peeves in downtown Fresno.
Yeah, it's gonna be. They're gonna ram a street.
They're gonna jam a street down its throat.
Yeah. Ram it in your cram hole, I'm gonna
put that on a T-shirt.
Sorry, we're having Fresno inside Fresno jokes right now. Sorry.
So,
you eat shit for breakfast?
So, for most people that don't understand ciders, this is hard apple cider, water, apple juice concentrate, natural flavor, malic acid.
Natural. I can taste the natural flavor. Yes, you getting that hint?
Natural.
I'm getting that little hint of natural flavor. And I can tell they put it in the boil, late in the boil. Then the natural flavor.
Sulfites? Not sulfates, but I think sulfates.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but it's certified gluten-free.
Soaker cheese.
Oh, good. Won't mess with my system, then.
Mm. Memphis, yeah, it's, Tennessee.
So nowhere near the German purity law.
Yeah, it's definitely it's, a hard cider. It's almost like, I mean, I've not had any kind of ciders for a long time. So now it's almost like it shouldn't even be in the beer category at all. It's just like enough
to stand on their own now.
Well, no, I just mean like it's just so different tasting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm not getting a lot of beer.
Yeah, no, it's definitely more on the juice side. It's not sparkly like a something you'd pop at New Year's. But I figure if you want,
I'd rather pop this than champagne. That's for damn sure.
Yeah.
Martinelli's with booze? Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not no Martinelli's, basically, but
it's really smooth. I mean, it's hella easy to drink.
Yeah, so I think this is one of those it will sneak up on you type drinks. Mm-hmm. You have a couple of these cans, you're like, woo.
Yeah.
There's some moldy apple at the end of this. I'm not digging it.
Maybe your hands just smell like beer nuts or something.
But I didn't have any beer nuts. Sir, you have problems then.
But yeah, it's kind of fun to drink just because it's so easy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, this is smooth for sure. Yeah. No alcohol bite at all.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
It starts bright, but it's full on apple.
Recommendation for the ladies. Find Smith and Forge.
There you go.
Yeah, because they will not buy this based on the can labeling.
No. Yeah, it is very tough. No. Tough labeling.
Not feminine at all.
Manly labeling.
Yeah. This is like Black Crown.
It's
yeah.
Okay. It's like trying to tell you, it's okay, guys, that it's a hard cider.
Which I can contest. I've had Green Goblin. I've had Crispin Apple. I've had Woodchuck Hard Cider. Uh-huh. I've had Angry Orchard, of course. Wider's Pear. Horrible. And
what? That was the ghost in the studio said that.
Yep. That was our studio ghost.
I think that, we've had Alesmith. I think they have a organic cider.
Yes.
We've had Stella Artois, so we have had their cider, which is not
which
good.
Is, yeah, it's apple beer.
Cider. And there's it's one more. Samuel Smith. There's Alesmith. I already said that one. There's one more beer company that makes a cider that we've had. So we've had a few of them. So
yeah.
It's not that we just don't talk about it.
Nobody admits to it in the craft beer world.
Yeah.
But, you know, to give out recommendations, that's one worth it.
There you go. Yeah. As far as the style goes, tastes great, I guess.
It's burping into my hand.
So go for it. Yeah. Smith and Forge, man. I like it's a cool can.
Yeah, no, it's probably one of that's immediately why I grabbed it. I was like, this is new.
I never seen Must Bring to Podcast.
Oh, it's a cider?
But thank you, Peeves Public House.
Yeah.
Market.
So the G Knight and Smith and Forge, and then we also have I don't know how you want to say that.
They also gave us a Lips of Faith series from New Belgium.
2013. So it's aged now.
Oh.
But it's not Le Terrier. It's not like the dog.
Le Terrier.
Terrier. I was told that was the wrong way to say it, but that's how it was.
Le Terrier.
Terror.
Terror.
Terrorior.
Speaking of, I don't know if we should mention this.
I don't know.
It's our competition.
What? Don't talk about the Growler Radio.
No, screw those guys. I won't mention it. Carry on.
Oh, okay. We're carrying on.
But the audience wants to know.
I know.
Now everybody wants to know.
Next week.
You jerk. All right. If you say it next week, then
we
can move on.
Next week. We'll talk after the show. Properly talk about it.
Well, maybe there'll be an after show.
Yeah. Oh. If you log on to our non-existent after show program, you'll be able to see what we talk about after hours.
One day we'll have an app and you can, there'll be the app content. Mm-hmm. That you have to pay for.
After hours.
That you have to pay for.
You'll want to pay for.
So, okay. How about a little bit of some news-ish?
News-ish.
Some news-ish happening that way of interest.
Sounds great.
The one I'm really interested in, and hopefully it's coming to Fresno in days, if it's not here already, Stone's Go-To IPA. It just came out a few days ago.
Yes.
Yeah. It's going to be available everywhere, according to them. So that even means Fresno. When they say everywhere,
we're included.
I think we get included in that.
Hey.
It's I think we mentioned it last week, but their sessionable IPA, 4.5, 65 IBUs. So I'm really curious at what it tastes like.
Do you have a favorite session IPA yet? Like, what are you going to compare this to?
The daytime.
The daytime is...
Lagunitas daytime.
Okay.
All session IPAs to.
I would too, actually. That's what I'm curious.
Wouldn't Pale 31 also fit in there?
Well, Pale 31 is just a pale, though, right?
Okay.
So session IPA versus day drinking pale ale.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's something altogether. That's something else altogether.
There's a few of them out there, I know.
If I'm going to... that's a good question. Pale 31 or daytime? I think I'd go daytime.
I think I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'll just do Pale 31.
You just got to be different.
We'll not be sheep.
But so... If any, you know, as soon as it hits Fresno, I'm sure Nick or Matt will see it and let me know.
Like the old Urban's commercials, open.
So it's got to be, who's the Stone rep here?
I don't know if a specific Stone rep. Mm-hmm. I think they just have the
distributor
rep, guidance.
They guide the distributor.
Come to them.
Go sell.
Which in some cases, if there's not a specific rep for the valley, the distributor themselves have a more of a craft engineered person that kind of helps guide things.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Sure.
Yes.
But I'm sure if we could have Stone Brew Viking drive up here, we would love it.
Yeah, come do it now.
Come.
You do now.
Has anybody locally had a Stone tap takeover? I don't, can't think of that.
Yeah. BC's.
Oh, BC's did that?
Oh, yeah. Are they local? I don't know.
Yeah. Clovis. Clovis is so close. I don't know.
Yeah. No, they, Stone, they have had... they were in competition for the most arrogant bar. Stone does a... who could push the most Stone in an evening, I guess. And so they were part of that.
Okay.
A couple times, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, now I remember that. Also, notice Drake's and McKellar are doing a collab IPA, double IPA, called a Dracula. 8%. That comes out March 18th at the McKellar Bar in San Francisco.
Wow.
And hopefully it gets somehow, you're able to get it outside of that. But that looks damn interesting.
What could go wrong?
Stone, another mention of Stone. They have a mixed 12-pack out there, out in the ether. You can get their IPA, the 12-pack with their IPA, the Ruination, Arrogant Bastard, and the Self-Righteous Black IPA. So I'm not that into all those beers. So I probably won't be getting that 12-pack. But at least it's
Like a starter kit.
12-pack of Stone, that's still nice, though.
Yeah, at least we're getting something.
Mm-hmm. You guys been hearing about anything of interest to yourselves?
Well, something...
And the listener?
Something I'd like to mention, though, is a word on the street is that a place in Clovis, the Flovis line...
Oh, in Flovis.
Flovis line, right there at Shaw and Willow, the classic billiards. Word has it that they're stepping up into the craft beer world.
Oh.
So, supposedly they're fixing the place up, bringing some handles in, and word on the street is that they're going to have soon more tap handles than years they've been in business. So, if you want to do a little trivia. So
that's their claim to fame, their marketing on it.
Yeah. So, I mean, we've had places that have gone down recently that had pool tables and beer. So, it's kind of cool to see that a pool hall is now... focusing on beer. It's the other way around now. Not a beer place with pool tables.
That's just
a table place with beer.
Everybody's jumping in the craft beer now thing.
There's hope for Fresno.
There's hope. Fresno has become an edumacated.
Fresno County has hope.
I just hope that the enough Fresnans are paying attention and are doing it, you know.
Mm-hmm. Then we know other beer news. We know House of Pendragon is moving along nicely.
Yeah, we're seeing updates on their Facebook pictures. Everything looks like it's in order and happening.
Yeah, so they have a patio fence now. Their bar is being framed. I saw their concrete and floor drains were done. Looked like he was picking up some barrels today to make into tables for the bar. So.
Oh, yeah. If you're going to have a tap room, you have to have barrels.
Yep.
Barrels.
Yay!
That's the most recent.
No updates on the Tioga Sequoia. Here's your Tioga Sequoia tap room update.
So people are rumoring that in the first couple of weeks of April there might be a party going on. Whether it's a party and or a tap room opening, that is unsure. But if there's a party, I'm sure we'll show up. You know, have some fun.
Yeah. And then all the people that we've been meaning to talk to, maybe we can talk to.
Get them all down in one night.
Yeah, people like the captain, Scott Bailey, all these listeners that we can just all just talk to them. Big old group podcast. What else? Anything else you guys been seeing there in the world?
Got some shows. Not shows.
Shows? All right. You got some shows coming. Drumming again.
Flashback to...
any bands that need a drummer, Nick is sitting around with a nice drum set.
I work for beer.
Yeah.
Festivals. Festivals? I don't know. What the hell do you call a craft beer festival? Yeah, festival. Okay.
Sure.
Where do we start? course, we're in the middle of Sacramento Beer Week.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder how that's going. Anybody know? Feel free to call us, because we're not there. Sad face. Couple I was turned on to in the Southern California region. Bakersfield Craft Beer Festival is coming up in May.
Oh.
May 24th.
May 24th, Bakersfield Craft Beer Festival.
Bakersfield Craft
Beer Festival. This is the first I've heard about Bakersfield Craft Beer.
Yeah, I couldn't find how many they've been doing, how far they are in this, but I do remember one last year. I remember seeing a flyer for it. But theirs is coming up, and it looks pretty cool. I mean, I'm guessing they got a lot of breweries coming out from around the South Valley, or, you know, Southern California maybe even. Also, if you're down that way, Tehachapi is also having a inaugural barbecue and beer festival.
That's cool.
And that's in July, though.
Up in the mountains.
Up in the mountains.
Basically between Mojave and Bakersfield,
mm-hmm.
there's Tehachapi.
And they're doing a, they're, I think they put a call out for barbecuers. They want, it looks like almost like a cook-off versus come try our stuff. Looks like they're going to have a cook-off and a beer fest and. This is the first time they're doing it, so July 19th on that one.
Cool.
What else? This weekend, if you're in Fresno, Spokeasy Public House is now 2 years old.
Craft beer bar, local craft beer bar here.
Oh, that's right.
They're celebrating their second anniversary.
Aw, that's so cute.
So terrible.
The 2 years that they're walking around and talking.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. We've sustained a serious craft beer bar.
That's something.
In Fresno,
sustained a craft beer bar for 2 years now.
2 whole years.
Yeah, and they actually
pat yourself on the back, Fresno.
They have a third employee now, so
they've gone to a third employee.
So they don't really show signs of slowing down. So.
Nice.
That's good.
And they're teasing special beers to be released.
Oh,
so who knows? I mean, and that, I believe it from those guys.
Yeah, they make some nice pulls over there.
Yeah.
If
you're lucky enough to be in, or if you're lucky enough to have tickets this weekend, Firestone's releasing Parabola, and for the first time doing barrel room tours.
Barrel room tour. One in Buellton? Or no?
Is that where their barrel room's at?
I think
that's
so.
That's the Barrel Works, right?
Yeah.
In Buellton? Maybe, maybe it is. Maybe that's where everything's going down.
Yeah. And they're right there, basically next to Solvang.
Yeah.
Where, that's
Central
where...
Central Coast-ish. That's like the southern...
That's the same town that...
Swedish Village?
Yeah, well, that's in Solvang. But the same town as...
Figueroa?
Figueroa Mountain.
Figueroa Mountain.
Has their taproom in...
Nice.
Buellton.
Okay.
Yeah, I believe my tickets are out for delivery.
Right.
Last I checked my FedEx number.
That's my beer news.
All right. Then, of course, coming May 10th, Central Valley Brew Fest.
Yay.
Up there in the central, northern Central Valley.
Turlock.
Okay, it's time for some big car drinking. I had Barrel House Pale Rider.
You?
Yeah.
As well.
A little rye.
Yes.
Pale.
We too enjoyed that one.
It's good. It's not very overly rye, I guess. I don't know. It's just the right amount.
Yeah,
of rye?
Yeah. I would go with the right amount.
It's good. I like it. Yeah. A little something interesting, and it's cheap here. It's Central Coast's Barrel House. Are they in Paso or San Luis Obispo?
Paso.
Okay.
Yeah, they're in Paso.
They're with the Firestone. Bowling Firestone.
Yes. Put up your dukes.
Put up your dukes, Firestone. Of course, I had a Sculpin, because that's just what's going around these days.
Mm-hmm. What you
have to have a Sculpin.
Oh, you've got the Sculpin again?
Yep. An Apex IPA from Bear Republic. For the first time at that.
You had the Apex.
That was good. It was good.
That one had a lot of hype behind it. That was with the big fancy label, right?
It's got like a kind of a racing kind of label-ish.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking a different one.
I don't know.
I thought the Apex was like a special release. I don't see it.
Right, yeah, it's special. It's a special IPA.
Yeah, okay. That's the one.
It's got, you know, like, yeah, it's got racing theme on it.
Yeah.
And then I went into Sequoia.
Ooh.
Not, it's different from Tioga Sequoia, guys. Don't get confused. Sequoia, the northern Fresno Sequoia.
Mm-hmm.
I've not been in there in years since it opened. And they have a, like an expanded area.
Yeah, they took over that whole.
Yeah, now it's on the other side.
Yeah.
Too.
And you got to go in a different way.
Yeah, you got to go in all the way around all the other side. Around. They did not let you go in through the original entrance.
Unless you feel like taking a nature walk.
Yeah, so you got to walk all around. But I had their Little Horn Double Dry Hop Bread.
Yeah, that
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, that one's not bad. I think that one just went on at Peeves, actually.
Oh, okay. That's pretty good. Mm-hmm. That was their... Interesting. That's something that they brew, right? Sequoia brews, not... Tioga does not.
Yeah, they have Big Horn and Little Horn. Big Horn's their red IPA. Mm-hmm. Little Horn is their red
double dry hop.
And there's like six different types of hops in there.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So
it was pretty good. And the, yeah. So and definitely a different, because I'm used to going in the Tower District Sequoia.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely a different vibe in the northern Fresno Sequoia as opposed to the Tower District Sequoia. And it's just like the northern Fresno one, families and like bros and just different vibe. And then Tower District ones, you know, Tower people, old hippies and
some cover band shoved in the corner.
Yeah. So it's just, it was weird. I probably won't go there for a long time again, but the northern Fresno one.
Oh, yeah.
It was, we were over there. So it was like, what the hell? And then I had to have the grapefruit, Stone's Grapefruit, the Stroccasati. Had to have that again.
Oh, okay.
Just to try it again.
Yeah, yeah.
I kind of liked it a little bit better the second tasting without the hype behind it, without my mind hype behind it.
Yeah, not so much.
It's not worth $7, $8 a bottle, which I paid for it.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's been free all the times I've had it.
Nice for you.
Mm-hmm. Costco.
So $5.99. It's not worth that. But it's still a nice IPA. Anybody, what you guys been drinking? Been kind of drinking.
We too had the Pale Rider from Barrel House.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the style was just so crazy. I was like, you know what? Because I wasn't a fan of their stout. I almost kind of gave up on Barrel House, and their IPA saved them.
Uh-oh.
For me. So this one, I was like, yeah, I like pails. Let's try a pale rye. What the hell does that taste like? And it was good. It was good. I didn't make any notes, so I can't remember the flavorings on it, other than it being good. But I would buy it again. The new Irish Stout from Tioga Sequoia, the Dublin Blues.
Oh, you had that?
The Dublin Blues.
You had that?
That's my Irish accent. Yeah, I had that. Believe it or not, there was some left over for me to try.
Yeah.
Pretty good, Governor. It was dry and Irish, and it was a little maltier, I think, than a Guinness, if that's what they were going after. Little fuller body, not quite as thin as Guinness is, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
But good nonetheless.
Yeah, 4%, yeah.
Yeah, just nice drinker. And then one I kind of went back to, I haven't had in a long time, the Chainbreaker. From Deschutes.
Deschutes
White IPA. Very good. Very citrusy and Hefeweizen-y. White IPA. Not bad. Not bad. You know, good drinker. Six-pack style. Keep a couple in the fridge.
That one is a good one. I like that one.
And my last one for this episode... Stroob's Flanders Red. Stroob's.
What the hell is that?
I don't know. I found it at the fort, and it had a fancy red label with a guy who looked happily at me. Wow. That was a hell of a pour. Mikey is climbing furniture to pour this beer. That's how important it is.
It's important to get this in before done.
I'm not waiting for you guys.
I put them down there so you guys could choose.
So this is one that's going to make Mikey pucker.
Oh, yes.
We're having a sour.
From New Belgium. And I wish
there was more of this around, because I am a fan of this one.
So the 2014s are going to come out soon.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
But I heard the...
Le Terroir.
There you go. Yeah, heads up, everyone. 2014's coming.
Mm-hmm.
But dry hopped sour ale.
I like their labeling, too. Just like all the Lips of Faith series.
Mm-hmm.
Really cool labels. But I usually just gloss over them because I'm just... I know I'm not going to probably buy it. It's because it's not the style I'm usually going to just buy myself, but
yeah,
I like having it right now.
That was behind. Maybe. That was the idea behind that Flanders I picked up. It was something I don't usually buy, and it was priced right. So I figured, well, if it's terrible, I didn't pay all that much for it to begin with. But I think I am starting to like these Belgian-y sours.
Mm-hmm.
What are you guys thinking of this one?
This one, to me, is one of the more mild of a sour beer. There's some of them that will make you pucker into a bitter beer face, but this one's on the mild side, in my opinion.
Matt, is there anything you've been drinking of interest? Oh,
yes, yes. So I was at Eureka last night. Sudworks, California dry hopped lager. Beautiful beer.
Lighter. Sudworks.
Mm-hmm.
California dry hopped lager?
Yes. Sudwerk.
Sudwerk. You're okay with the lager? It made it good for lager style?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Which, I kind of like that. Even Boulder has one. That they're hazed and infused.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, it's a newer style, but I feel it. It's a newer style.
It's interesting that, to me, when you're doing... Companies are doing different, unique stuff with lager style, because lager style is not something a craft beer guy usually is going to pay attention to. And then, I know that's probably changing, but... And then a non-craft beer geek is probably just drinking lager, is not going to worry about something different with their lager beer. Mm-hmm. They just want what they usually get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Something.
So it's just like, that's a real... bold niche to try and make something interesting out of a lager.
I think this is kind of like their answer to a Pilsner, because a Pilsner is supposed to be a little bit of a hoppy style, something light. And I guess it's kind of, you know, it's you could say you're in the cool club. I'm in the dry hopped club, dudes. I had this dry hopped lager from Sudwerk. You know, it might be something just simple as that.
Well, it'd be a nice... kind of a gateway for somebody who just likes lagers. Like, here, try this hopped lager. And then maybe they're off and get off and running from that.
Let's see. We podcasted last week, so I think I went over a lot of the Dust Bowl stuff I had.
Yeah.
And then I've also had the Big Horn, which is Sequoia's Red IPA, which I feel is one of their most solid beers since we talked about Sequoia. I think a lot of stuff I've had has been pretty normal.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
Normal stuff. Time for some cheers.
Mm.
Anyone got any special cheers to give out to anyone in particular? Nick,
brother,
what do you got?
You got some?
No, I'll go. Okay. Just to get it done and over with. So I want to start drinking this beer.
Yeah.
So I noticed on Twitter, which is one of my semi-used social medias, Bearded Brewer 87, all things San Diego recently followed me. That's pretty self-explanatory. And then there's, I think I'm saying this correct when I say Bros Beer. B-R-O-H-S beer. So supposedly it's three bros.
Oh, okay.
Oh, actual bros.
And it's the best yet to be known microbrewery, they claim.
Mm.
So.
They're the number one unknown microbrewery.
So I've yet to hear anything else about it, but apparently they like craft beer and they're willing to follow me. So that's worth a shout out. Mm-hmm. Then there's Brew Beer Blog. OC, Orange County.
Or old codger, however you...
Old codger, beer news, reviews, even recipes. So ooh, nice. I want to check them out since they mentioned recipes. Then there's Tossed Brew, which is everything beer they claim. And then there's the Full Pint, which is a craft beer. They specify craft beer in their heading. So
nice.
I'm assuming that's kind of...
Yeah, I think they just started...
some camaraderie with
following us, following Perfect Pour on Twitter. Mm-hmm. They're like a craft beer news kind of thing, guys.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Instagram, yeah. too, I think they followed us.
Yeah.
And then Instagram, I'll mention the Steven Zach. You may have heard of him, but he's been a pretty cool dude. Like some of our stuff. You know.
Mm. I'm taking this as he's listening to us now.
If he's not, then... something mm-hmm. should happen.
Cheers awesome. To Steven.
Yeah.
Gotcha, all right.
I could go on, but I won't.
And there's millions of
followers. Nick, what you got?
Oh, yeah. You ready for this?
I think so.
I'm dancing just for you. Okay. Just and for those who can't see it, I'm dancing. Cheers to Jason Perkins for turning me on to the South Valley events. He's starting a new page. I think it's going to be called Brewya. So
Brewya.
Hopefully Brewya.
Brewyaka. Brewyakasha.
Brewyakasha. Oh, man. He's going to hate us now.
He's like, nah, I don't like the name.
Cheers to Waving Snail.
Waving Snail.
I've never mentioned him before, but he presented a challenge to us.
Oh, no.
He, when I told him I was drinking the Stroob's Flanders Red, he says they have an IPA, and it was pretty bad. And he's like, you should get the worst IPA you could find and see how many different flavors you could pick out of it. His flavor from this beer was bicycle tires.
Hmm.
I like
that. You're interested. Like, you guys love to bike. Usually Nick and Matt bike over here. So
it's a beautiful night.
Can't say.
Or they take Uber.
I think we're gonna do the IPA challenge.
All right.
One of these episodes.
I have a bad beer aging corner of my fridge. That one episode, we're gonna just pull them out and just
we're gonna go for
rip,
it.
Yep. Go to town on some terrible beer. Hopefully, we live through it. So,
cheers to NorCal Homebrewer, who says he was brewing beer while listening to the podcast.
I had a few of those.
Yeah, that was cool. Made my day for sure. Brewing. Name of the week goes to, I missed one. Hold on. Name of the week goes to... Bikes, Babes, Beers, Boobs on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And Burritos. Sorry, mm-hmm. I knew I missed one.
Bikes, Babes, Beers, Boobs, Burritos.
Mm-hmm. Bikes, Babes, Beers, Boobs, Burritos.
Yeah, you don't need anything else.
Yeah, don't need anything else.
Isn't that that's her name?
I think she's local.
Guinevere? Yeah, she always comes into the... She's in the biking crew that you always see around. Yeah.
Okay.
I think they do bike polo as well.
Oh, okay. Fresno bike polo.
Bike as in cycling, not motor.
Yes. We're cyclists.
Biciclete.
And we'll call it good.
All right. Cheers to Abbey Travis Pub in Stockton. Everyone listening.
Oh, Lauren.
Hi. Hi, Pub.
Hello.
They listen to the show in the bar.
Hi, Kyle, too.
Oh, yeah. If you have your. Yeah, Kyle. Oh, yeah, Kyle. He's probably used to that.
Yeah. Lauren taking all the credit.
How dare them not? Well, he only interacts with us on Untappd.
So. How dare them?
So we kind of, you know.
What's up, Kyle? If you have a bar and you play the Perfect Pour in it, let us know so we can see your bar on the show.
Whether you're driving, hanging out.
If your bar is your car.
Your bar is your car.
You probably shouldn't be driving, but you got your own personal bar at home.
If your bar is your car and it's chauffeur.
And it has a name, we'll shout it out.
That's perfectly
okay. Don't,
don't run your car into a bar while you're listening to our podcast.
Yeah, don't. Don't somehow make us responsible for you running into a bar.
You have signed a waiver by listening to this podcast.
Did you guys, from the last episode, you guys took Uber.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Our cab, the hip cab app that now is in Fresno.
The private car service.
Yeah, sir. Cheap private car service, you could call it. How did that go?
So three of my four rides, I've had the same dude. He's pretty cool. So shout out to Paul Winder. He's been pretty awesome. But yeah, no, it was a good experience overall. The last ride, I started before midnight, and I was hoping because I started before midnight, they'd let the free ride carry on. But nope, it's at the time it checks out.
So oh.
I did pay for one of them, but you know, I got home safe, so it was worth it.
Mm-hmm.
But I heard there was actually a couple of guys that came up from San Diego. They were teachers, of all things, and they were staying off of Shaw and Blackstone at a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
They searched Gastropub, and they found Peeves.
Uh-huh.
They were already used to Uber because they're from San Diego, right. So they used Uber to get from Shaw and Blackstone all the way to the Fulton Mall.
Uh-huh.
They found it, and you know, they had dinner. They got, you know, they had good beer. Talked about the whole Stone Grapefruit Slam. Is it not? So it was a good public debate. And they were thrilled because they were able to buy Raven's seasoning, and they were English teachers. But and same thing. They also got Paul Winder. They're like, oh yeah, some guy in a Toyota SUV. And I was like, oh, it's Paul Winder. I got to sound smart, you know. I knew what they did.
Yep.
So I think it's so far well perceived by myself in personal experience and what I've heard as far as the brother. You could say something different.
Mm, yeah, I had a Prius.
It seems like a small car to be running a cab service from.
Well, I think the Prius is meant for single riders mostly, so they're quick and easy and nimble.
Yeah.
No, good experiences both times. I've only taken it twice so far. The splitting the fares thing was interesting, especially because I went 1 mile and Matt went 4 miles.
Yeah.
And we paid the same.
Huh.
So that's weird. I don't know if we did it wrong or split a fare.
It didn't charge me.
No, but if you look, it didn't charge anybody because we had the February promotional deal, but if you looked at the way it was broke down, we would have ended up paying the same plus 50 cents a piece for splitting the fare.
Oh, okay. So you're just saying, so it is seven down the middle. Seven,
yeah. Which is technically splitting the fare.
Hmm.
That's my only concern, how that's going to work out.
Right.
Yeah. Well, see, that's the thing. I don't know if you could just like show up with four people.
Yeah.
Or you have to like log in the people that you're riding with.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I'm sure the shenanigans will be figured out in no time.
Shenanigans.
We're going to shenanigans now?
Let's go to Tchotchkes.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Go to perfectpourpodcast.com, and that takes you to the Podbean page where you can play the show, stream it, find links that you need, like emailing us. perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com.
And
we have a voicemail too.
Yes.
559-492-0542.
Any voicemails yet?
Nope.
Make sure you tell a friend and make sure that friend tells a friend. So eventually we have tens of friends listening.
Tens of friends listening on iTunes. Leave us a review. And we'd love to follow you back on Twitter, but we're at our maximum following limit. Twitter limits you to like when you're at 2,000, they'd start limiting you. Yeah. You can't follow back people until you get enough people following you. So
I'm going to do something right
now. I want to follow more people, but we can't follow you back.
If somebody from the Trappist calls us up and leaves us a voicemail, I am willing to send them $5 up to buy somebody around.
Oh, nice. Ooh. Nice.
So I'm calling them out right now.
Trappist Bub Stockton 559. 492-0542. Are you dialing it right now?
Come on. Around on the bearded brewer.
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do it.
All right.
Why not?
There damn well better be a voicemail after this show comes out.
Let's just hope there's not 10 voicemails. Matt's out 50 bucks.
He said the first one.
Okay, he did.
The first one.
All right.
If we get five phone calls.
But they
won't
know. They'll know if they're all doing it in the bar.
So
they won't know who's the first one, maybe.
Yeah. So, I mean,
they'll break Google Voice.
For sure, I will do the first voicemail. But, I mean, if we get five and they're all pretty hilarious, I'll do a top
three. Yeah, I might go in on you.
If we get five, I'll do a top
three. I might help you out.
All right.
I'm in. I'll spot one, too.
All right. There we go.
Look at that.
Potential of three beers now bought
at the Travest.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for listening to The Perfect Pour. We'll see you next week and drink. Enjoy your craftness.
Did we forget that noise that happens?
Just want to say, what noise?
That bam, 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 bam. That's the losing noise.
Just want to say sorry to the captain, but we ran out of time.